This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials say a suicide bomber struck a crowded mosque inside a police compound in Pakistan, killing at least 59 people, wounding over 150 more. That bombing caused the roof to collapse, and most of the casualties were police. It was not clear how the bomber was able to slip into the walled compound, located in a high-security zone with other government buildings. A commander for the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility, but hours later, a spokesperson for the group distanced itself from that attack. Pakistan, which is mostly Sunni Muslim, has seen a surge in militant violence since November, when the Pakistani Taliban ended their ceasefire agreement with government forces.
To Ukraine.
No. U.S. President Joe Biden returning to the White House, making it clear he would not be sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Ukraine's defense minister last week said he will now push for Western fourth-generation fighter planes such as the U.S. F-16 after securing supplies of battle tanks. The IMF has upgraded its outlook for the global economy in 2023, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
The outlook for the global economy is growing slightly brighter as China eases its zero COVID policies, and the world shows surprising resilience in the face of high inflation, elevated interest rates, and Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. That's the view of the International Monetary Fund, which now expects the world economy to grow 2.9% this year. That forecast is better than the 2.7% expansion for the year that the IMF predicted back in October, although that's still down from the estimated 3.4% growth for last year. The IMF foresees inflation easing this year as a result of aggressive interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve and other major central banks. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is VOA News. The circle of punishment has widened in the fatal beating of a motorist by Memphis police officers. We got details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Memphis police officials say two more officers have been relieved of duty for their roles in the arrest, beating, and death of Tyree Nichols. Five fired officers already face murder indictments. A sixth officer, Preston Hiphill, is heard on the video saying he stunned Nichols and that he hoped officers would stop him as well. Nichols and the five officers are black. Hiphill is white. No details were given about the seventh officer. Meanwhile, fire department officials announced the firing of two emergency medical technicians and a lieutenant. The department says the three failed to adequately assess Nichols' condition. I'm Norman Hall.
Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has now filed a request for a six-month visitor visa to stay in the United States, indicating he may have no immediate intention to return home where legal issues await. Bolsonaro left Brazil for Florida on December 30th, 2 days before the inauguration of his leftist rival, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The inauguration proceeded without incident, though a week later, thousands of Bolsonaro's diehard supporters stormed the Capitol and trashed the top government buildings, demanding the election of Lula be overturned. Bolsonaro is being investigated for whether he was involved in inciting that uprising and is a target of other probes. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports multiple news organizations in New York are reporting that a grand jury is investigating the alleged hush money payments made on behalf of Donald Trump before the 2016 election.
The hush money investigation had been started but then dropped by the former Manhattan DA. And now there are reports District Attorney Alvin Bragg has resumed the case. Donald Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen in 2018 pleaded guilty to violating federal election law in arranging payments to porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal to prevent them from going public with claims of sexual encounters with Trump ahead of his 2016 election victory.
That's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. 2 weeks after shooters brazenly killed a teen mother, her 10-month-old baby, and four other members of her household, the suspects remain at large and authorities have provided no motive for the attack in a Central California farming community. No new details emerged during the county sheriff's news conference on Monday. There have been no descriptions of the shooters or any information about what prompted the violence or whether anyone at the house was targeted specifically. The January 16th shooting happened in a Central California community of about 3,000 residents.